Living It Up with Teresa is designed with the cool chicks in mind.
Are you serious?
Her hope is that you will desire to pursue God's presence in your life.
What?
After hearing of her experiences with Him, or from listening to great comeback chick stories from her captivating guest.
That's amazing.
This is Scott, her loving husband and biggest fan.
Oh, that's so sweet, honey.
Now here's my awesome and beautiful wife, Teresa.
Hey, you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Another Goosey from God. There's an audience of people out there that are hungry for God and want to know that He exists. He does. He's real. These stories are authentic. And guess what? They're already happening to you. So that's why we're here, is to be that reminder to you, to encourage you, to let you know when you can recognize that, which is Him, your relationship with Him is going to go through the roof. And so sometimes we just need to be reminded. So having said all that, we're just going to get right to it because I know everybody listening's got a busy day. Well, the premise for this one is pray and ask for these gooseys from God, but with the right motive. Okay, the story I want to tell you today is this. A while back, I had an office that I did production out of, and I had it there for 11 years. At this particular time, 9/11 had hit, and the kind of business that I was in involved people spending disposable income. Well, those of you listening know that at that time, people were not spending disposable income, and so the service that my company offered was falling way down on the bottom of people's lists, and so that was making it very difficult to maintain that overhead. So at this particular time, though, I had a huge job I was bidding on, and if that job were to come through, then things would be better for a while. And no matter what we did or no matter what we said or how many times we seemed to talk to the client, it just seemed like it was hung up. You know what I'm talking about? You know, there's something that you're pursuing and you may have experienced this before. It just seems like there's just a spiritual hang up. There's just something that's preventing it and you can't quite put your hand on it. So as a business owner, again, I was trying to do all the things I believed I was supposed to be doing and praying through it, but it just still, it was stuck. So at that time, my father was still alive, and he was encouraging me to move my office home. I didn't really want to do that, and I'm bullheaded, and even at that stage of my life, I still didn't think my dad knew what he was talking about, which, you know, he did, but I sometimes have to learn the hard way. So things were not getting better. In fact, they were actually getting worse. And so I just took the whole situation and I began praying for God's will, for His answer for me, what that is. And I want to remind y'all that what I've already said in the beginning, to pray and ask. The Bible says we don't have because we don't ask, and then we don't get what we've asked for because we're praying with the wrong motive. Well, my motive in this particular situation was God's will. And so that's what I did. I just said, God, if you want me to move this office home, I just need to know from you. I let everything and everybody else's opinions go. And I just said, I'm gonna believe you for it. Now, in all that, I want you to remember this key. I let it go, meaning I did not fixate on the answer. I didn't try to figure out when it was coming or if it was coming or how God was going to do it. I just let it go along with my faith. Okay, I want you to remember that. I let it go along with my faith. And you know, He wants us to have a childlike faith. And so for me, I believe God is who He says He is, and I stand on His promises. And I believe the word, and like I just told you, James 4, 2, and 3, that I didn't have because that answer I wasn't asking. And I was asking with the right motive, so I believed I was going to get the answer, okay? So I let it go. And so in our circle, we have a saying, and it's called just continue to do the next right thing in front of you to do. And that's what I did. And sometimes that can be just getting out of bed on time. Sometimes that can just be returning a text or an email or anything simple like that. Just continuing to keep moving, going on with life, doing the next right thing in front of me to do. That's what I did. And again, that is always God's will. He does not want us fixating on anything, taking time away from our responsibilities or what we need to be doing. You know, we need to let God be God. And I liken it to a woman that, a couple, maybe she's trying to get pregnant, and they try and try every single thing. That's all they think about. They're totally obsessed with it. All they can think about is even causing them to have physical ailments and sicknesses because it's all they think about. Well, you know the story. There's couples that have been in those shoes, and what do? They end up believing they're supposed to adopt a child, so they do. And then what happens? She gets pregnant. I've heard that story so many times, and if you think about those stories, what did the couple do? They got busy, and they went on. They prayed and did all that they knew how to do, but they didn't just not do anything. They went on with what they believed, you know, was for them to do, the next right thing for them to do. In that case was adoption. So in the same situation here, or sometimes they let it go and come up pregnant once they just stop fixating on it. God doesn't want us to do that. That becomes an idol to us. Okay, so please, please remember that. Pray, ask with the right motive, then let it go and go on being the responsible individual God created you to be and let Him do His thing, okay? Don't rush it. God has to work through other people's schedules and situations, things that we cannot see in the natural. But you release your faith believing He's going to answer me. I just don't know when. And that, there, you know, if you had all the answers, there's no faith in that. And that is what gets God's attention. It is our faith. Okay? So all of this has gone on. I said the prayer, said it with what I believe to be the right motive, and went on. Okay, so I'm still officing at this particular place that I don't know how, you know, this is going to turn out. And I'm still dealing with this big client. Well, one day I was already at home, and this particular client called me and wanted something from me. And at that time, these bids were only being faxed. We weren't doing things on email back then. That's how long ago this was. And they wanted me to fax something to them. Well, I just told them I'd gotten to know them really well, and I said, I'm already at home. Let me run back to the office, and I'll fax it to you. And this client said to me, as God is my witness, this is what this client said to me, why don't you office at home like everybody else does? Well, I'm doing about what I'm doing right now. I was speechless. And this client didn't know anything. The conversation I'd had with my dad, they didn't know the situation. That was not a concern of theirs. Didn't need to be. That wasn't professional. But I got my answer, didn't I? And it was just a moment where I was so grateful. I just fell to my knees and thanked God once I hung up that phone for His answer. Was it easy for me to hear? No. I had been there for so many years, and of course my pride was involved, and I was going to feel like a failure, and what was all my customers going to think? But I had my answer. So a few days after that, I called my landlord, and I said, I'm moving my office home. So they understood, of course, and a few days after that, you know, we packed up and moved my office home. Okay, what I really want you to hear from this is this. That job that seemed to be hung up, that seemed to not come through, as soon as I got to my house, got my office situated, guess what? That job came through. God is so good, and in that particular instance, in this goosey from God, this one, I believe God showed me this was all about obedience, okay? It was all about that, and so, you know, I don't even know what to say sometimes when I tell these stories again because they still take my breath away when I start thinking about them, and I can go back there, but you know, y'all, it's what I always say. When He shows up like that, that just causes me to love Him even more, you know? And He wants me to tell you, because you know why? He loves you too. And I want you to recognize Him in your life, in your situations, to bring Him into the details, to ask through your prayer, with the right motive and release your faith and watch him just show up when you least expect it. Anyway, I think this is one of the coolest stories that we have, even though we have many, many more. But in the conclusion of this, I want you to remember, first of all, if you're living your life for him, you need to expect him to do things like this. Okay? Expect him, if you are living your life to please him, expect him to move. All right? And here's the takeaway in this. I want you to remember three things. Pray and ask, but do it with the right motive. This is when you're wanting an answer from God. Okay? Number two, once you do that, let it go along with your faith. Just let it go. Don't think about it anymore. If it comes up, that's okay, but just keep going on and releasing your faith. And number three, keep doing the next right thing in front of you to do. That's all you can do. And your life is going to be one adventure after another with God when you put everything out there for him and allow him in. And it's going to be gooses from God moments for you too. Okay? Anyway, I sure do love y'all. And I'm so thrilled that you tuned in for another one. And it's exciting to share these. God is so good. He's still alive. He loves you. And he wants to give you gooses too. All right? Keep living it up while beginning again.